And it is, of course, election season. I've been talking about it quite a bit because it's a very exciting time, Lou. It looks like ScoMo is going to drag it out until May, though. I thought he'd call an early election, but it looks like he's dragging it right out.
Yeah, you're a bit off on your Matt Stradamus prediction there.
Yeah, I thought he'd already have called it. We've been meeting some of the candidates this week, including, of course, Susan Lee, who's been in the job in the division of Farah for
18 years.
Long years. Mm-hmm. Kevin Mack has put his hand up, of course. Aubrey Mayer is an independent. But what about if you're the Labor candidate? So in the 70 years that Farah has been in existence mm-hmm. as a division, it's never been held by a Labor poly. Kieran Drabsh has put his hand up. He's based in Griffith and he said, I'm going to take this seat for Labor. He joins us. Kieran, good morning.
Morning. How are we today?
Yeah, good, good.
Really good, Kieran. So I guess the fact that you're the Labor candidate for Farah means you really like a challenge.
Look, I love a challenge, and the beautiful thing is Labor has a great message for Farah. We have a real commitment to our rural communities, and I'm looking forward to it. I've been out and about in towns like Hay and Balranald and down in Albury multiple times, and one of the things is everywhere I go, there's a move for change, and I'm putting my name out there. I'm looking forward to the challenge, and I'm looking forward to the experience.
So the likelihood is that Bill Shorten will be our new Prime Minister. That's the likelihood. Would that mean that you would be able to get some coin off Bill for Farah if you were the member?
Look, it's always better to be in the government. And when you're in the government, you're able to do the things that are needed for our community. And I think the great disappointment of Susan is her record is one of not getting things done whilst being in government for 12 of the 18 years that she was the member.
That's fighting talk there, isn't it, Lou?
Yeah, no, fair enough. I guess the other thing I wanted to know was, you're a school teacher, Kieran. How do your students feel about you running?
Oh, they love it there. It's always a good conversation and a good joke every now and then and a bit of rivaling. But, yes, it's fun. The students are excited for me and I'm excited about the process. And every morning I wake up going, how can I get out there and listen to the people? Because in the end, it's actually not about me. It's actually about our community and about what they need.
All right. Final question. Are we going to see you here much? Of course, Kevin Mack's based here. Susan Lee has her office here. You're based in Griffith. But will you be on the border much during the next couple of months, Kieran?
Oh, absolutely. It's a massive priority for me to get out and about. I'll be in Albury for probably half of the campaign. And that's because Albury is an important part of the region. It's a regional hub. It actually helps drive the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where it's a massive area. I think France fits into it one or two times.
Yep.
So you get out, you have fun, you meet as many people as possible. And look, I'm just looking forward to it. It's going to be a great experience, and I just want to be out there showing people that Labor has a great message for this seat, and we have great policies around investing in our infrastructure.
All right. The last thing I want to ask you, Kieran, is what is your primary objective when you become the member, or if you become the member? What is the first thing that you're going to tackle that you feel has been sadly neglected?
Oh, look, it's a tough call between getting some proper management back to the water issue. The water barons and the water thieves have been taking us for a ride the last 6 years. And then on a personal level, there's a real need for early childhood support within our community, both in Albury and in the country towns in this electorate. There's a real need for more early childhood. So that's something that I'm going to really push and make sure that families have the support they need so that they can go to work and know that their kids are getting the best upbringing that they can.
Well, I don't think people will dispute that as a good cause to get behind. Kieran Drabsh, the Labor candidate for the Division of Farah. Thanks very much for the chat, mate, and we'd love to see you when you swing by town.
Will do. Thanks for that. Cheers. Have a good day.